Go to covenanthouse.org.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Biden is turning his attention today to the debt ceiling. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The president warns that gridlock on the debt ceiling could be catastrophic.
If we don't meet our national debt and renege on the first time, we have a calamity that exceeds anything that's ever happened financially in the United States.
With Republicans demanding spending cuts as part of any debt ceiling deal, Mr. Biden told a bipartisan group of mayors that he expects honest debates on taxes and spending.
Well, it's not just cutting. What do you raise? What taxes do people pay?
The president suggests he'll lay out his plan in the State of the Union address next month. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
The president will be meeting with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy soon to discuss the debt ceiling. Google's parent company Alphabet is laying off 12,000 workers after ramping up the workforce during the pandemic. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says this is all about right-sizing.
And now they have to unwind a lot of those hires because they simply didn't have the business to support it going forward and out of the pandemic.
The family of a man killed after being struck by tasers is suing the L.A. Police Department.
Keenan Anderson, a 31-year-old English teacher, was repeatedly struck by tasers during the January 3rd incident. Police have described his behavior as erratic. Attorney Benjamin Crump represents Anderson's family.
Six times in 42 seconds.
Crump says the police use of tasers was excessive.
The companies even warned that it shouldn't be more than three tasers, or it could prove fatal.
Police say tests on Anderson showed cocaine in his system. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is thanking a bipartisan group of visiting U.S. senators for $2.5 billion in U.S. aid.
Thank you very much, and thanks to, again, I just want to repeat thanks to parties for such big help, support, and President Biden, Congress.
In Germany, defense leaders are discussing weapons aid to Ukraine. General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, with why Ukraine needs continued help.
From a military standpoint, I still maintain that for this year, it would be very, very difficult to militarily eject the Russian forces from every inch of Ukrainian-occupied or Russian-occupied Ukraine.
Today marked the first March for Life in Washington, D.C. since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
That's what this year's march is all about. The next steps in a post-Roe era.
Since then, several individual states have been tightening abortion restrictions. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
As a Walgreens pharmacist, I talk with people all the time about little tips and tricks for filling their Medicare prescriptions, like taking advantage of Walgreens 90-day refills to save them a trip, or using Refill by Scan, which is super easy and right on your phone. And for anybody worried about prescription costs, I say, hey, we got you, with low-cost copays on many medications.
Let's talk about making things easier. Walgreens is here. Fill your way and save at walgreens.com/Medicare. See pharmacists for restrictions and exclusions.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Suddenly it dawns on you. You have the perfect idea for that special holiday gift, but there's no time to waste. You have to move now. No need to fret. You're on your way with a Keyline Home Equity Line of Credit. The money is instantly available to you in the amount you need and at a comfortably affordable rate. Visit Key Savings Bank to set up your Keyline Home Equity Line of Credit. Then wherever you go, whatever you do, you'll be ready. Key Savings Bank, 811 East Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And visit their branch office in the town of Rome. I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with a low of 17. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 27. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Overcast again tomorrow night, lows level off around 18. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 26. 27 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Bijou. I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Hey, this portion's brought to you by Hauling for Wolves. Hauling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. Okay, Dr. Stanley. Hey, welcome. Yeah, exactly. Hey, welcome to Native Roots Radio, and we're with Dr. Stately, CEO of Native American Community Clinic. Boy, I'm just getting and thank you for stepping in early and also helping me with that interview. So what I would like to do, Dr. Stately, is just to ask you what you'd like to talk about in this last segment.
Well, you know, I mean, I think that last issue is a really important one. We don't often think very often about how critical environmental degradation is within the context of health, right? How much impact it has on our physical health, our emotional, mental well-being, spiritual well-being, those kinds of things. It is, you know, it's a very big issue for sure. Everybody, you know, there isn't, I think this is always a challenge, that, you know, there isn't anybody that really wants to have a railroad running through their backyard, right? Our country, our people, our society as Americans, we all suffer from, serious disorder called not in my backyard kind of syndrome, where, you know, we don't want anything really that's going to impact the community or the planet in any way, shape, or form running through our particular backyard. And I think one of the things that I always think about within that context is that's probably true of everybody, right? But I think one of the things that we can all pretty much be certain of is that the majority of people that suffer the deleterious outcomes in those kinds of conversations are always with disenfranchised communities and disempowered communities, the ones that don't have a tremendous amount of wealth, right? The ones that don't have a lot of political clout, the ones that aren't, you know, the executive officers of, stockholders of large billion-dollar corporations that that can swing, their might and to their benefit, and usually to the not so great benefit of disenfranchised communities like tribal communities. That's been a fight that's been going on for decades. One of the things I would hope that people would be willing to listen to is that, that merger isn't particularly beneficial or helpful to anyone really living in Minnesota. The Mississippi runs through the entire state, right?
Yeah.
And supports so much of its entire state infrastructure. All of the, you know, all the tributaries that are linked to the Mississippi River would be threatened, and other sources of groundwater. So I think those are like important things for everyone to think about, you know, not just the indigenous people of the state, but mm-hmm. also the entire populace. But, you know, these fights have been going on forever, right?
And just water is life. And I'll tell you, I walk by the Mississippi every day, Dr. Stately, and the river is low. And we've been in the second year of our drought. So it's so precarious when it comes to water. And, you know, you read reports that California wants to divert water from the Mississippi. And, you know, how much is that going to cost with pipelines and all? You know, it's mm-hmm. just it's crazy stuff.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. Like, they already dried up the Colorado River. Now they want to dry up the Mississippi.
Which
is, you know, don't get me wrong. I lived in California for like 20 years. I really love, there's a lot I love about California, but you know, they have a big, huge ocean right next to them. They can like start, you know, desalinating water from there. I mean, that's what they should be investing in.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean,
or maybe not have huge lawns and lots of it. And not everybody needs to have a pool in their backyard. You know, I grew up for like 40 years of my life without a pool. I was, I did just fine.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I agree. It's crazy. And I think just amplifying in these discussions with people, you know, about what's happening in Indian country, because what's going to happen in Indian country is going to happen to you. And I think that's what you alluded to when it comes to everybody needs to keep their eyes on the prize. I mean, just what, 2 years ago, they put water on the stock market. I mean, that's kind of like mm-hmm. right there.
Yeah. You know what I always tell people? Like, I have, I've been in some of these conversations. In fact, I just had this conversation yesterday. I mean, I'm sure you remember, like, a couple of months ago, or maybe it was about a little over a month ago, we had some people on who were talking about the Friends of Lake Hiawatha thing issue.
Right.
And why it's important to sort of, like, preserve Lake Hiawatha and even rewild it, because, you know, such a precious asset to not just the tribal people or the native people that live in South Minneapolis, but the entire community. And whenever I have the chance, I tell people, like, you know, if native people are speaking up and we're saying, like, this environmental issue needs to be addressed because it's going to harm native people in this way and these things, we're usually sounding the alarms and the voice of reason on critical things that are going to impact not just us, but people all over the world, right? So Native people are who are usually the ones stepping into these spaces and places, talking about it. And whenever people ask me, like, well, why should we be concerned about that? I say, well, you know what? If Indigenous people are bringing an issue to the attention of, you know, not just our community, but our state, our region, our nation, it's usually something that's going to impact the entire planet at some point in time, or the rest of the, at least the rest of the United States. You probably should pay attention. What benefits us is going to benefit most people.
Well, Bob Blake always talks about we're the last, you know, the front lines of saving our environment. And that yep. includes water and everything. We are here for that reason, and that's part of us being Native and being here for 10,000 years.
Right. And I think one of the things that I'm always trying to impress upon people is that, you know, our health and our well-being, physically, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, of course, as well, our health is tied to the health of the planet, right? if we don't take good care of the earth, there will be nothing to take care of us really when we need it the most, right? When we start to pollute our water, pollute our air, pollute the land, you know, we're going to see, you know, all kinds of critical things happen that are going to threaten our own physical and emotional and mental well-being. We see that every day. When we start to sort of like pollute the things around us and not take care of the earth and the air, that has real world implications for us as human beings, right? And we got to think about those things.
Yeah, I really do. And, you know, and that all goes, I think what I talked about a little bit earlier, and I think when you jumped in, Dr. Stately, we were talking about is, felt like your future depends on it. And, you know, you have young ones and my, you know, and we need to preserve for the next seven generations. And when we talk about the next seven generations, we are really talking about the next seven generations. And that's...
And remembering that we are the embodiment of the seventh generation, right? We're here because seven generations ago, someone was making decisions so that we would have a space and place to inhabit on this earth. And we have the responsibility to do the same thing.
Exactly. Pini Gigi, thank you so much. And hey, thanks for co-hosting Native Roots Radio. You didn't know you were going to do that, but I appreciate you. Appreciate everything you do for the community. And you know, let's do this again tomorrow. You're listening to Native Roots Radio. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. We're still here. We are the seventh generation. Free Leonard Peltier now.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, this portion is brought to you by, what is it brought to you by, Ogama?
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Yeah, that's a new sponsor. Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. And we are here with Michael Spears, actor, and he's been in many things here. And we're going to talk a little bit about his career and also this new movie, The Year of the Dog. Michael, thank you so much for coming on to Native Roots Radio.
Pilama, thanks for having me. Looking forward to talking with you about all of the wonderful things in movies.
Right on. And, you know, we've had quite a few people, and I don't know if you know Bobby Wilson, but Bobby Wilson was a student of mine in Reservation Dogs, and we've had quite a few Reservation Dog actors on the show in the last 2 years, and we're really excited to throw you in that mix as a Reservation Dog alumni. Really, I just want to touch base on that for a second. That show for me has, and I know all over Indian country because I see it on Facebook, people are really plugging in, and I love it because it's for mainstream, but it also has a lot of good things for us natives to like shake our head and go, oh yeah, yes. And so how was that experience? You played pretty heavy duty part in this.
Yeah. That experience is unique for me in that, you know, you walk on set and it's all native created, you know, all the showrunners and actors and crew and cast, everyone's native. And, you know, walking onto a set like that is an experience in itself. You know, I've never had the opportunity to be on a set such as Reservation Dogs yet. And looking forward to next season. I hear we just got picked up again for another season. I want to shout out to Sterling and Bobby and thank all the boys on set. Hopefully everything's going good with everyone. And man, the show's really picked up a lot of momentum and created a lot of visibility for Indian people all across America and the world now.
Yeah. A friend of mine who works for CBS television on 48, he's a producer for 48 hours, called me late last night, and he's diving deep into the show and just couldn't believe it. And, he was excited, and he was only on season one, but you know, there's great more to come on that. Just really excited that, I don't know, if it seems like since Standing Rock, a lot of good things have happened for us natives. And, you know, I know we started our show during Standing Rock, and with the protesting of the pipeline, and a lot of good things from authors to movies, you know, Prey and to Reservation Dogs and your upcoming movie, The Year of the Dog.
Oh, I'm very appreciative of the visibility, you know, that we've gained through the political activism stage. You know, we have a lot more stories. You know, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I want to give shout outs to all the up and coming artists and filmmakers and musicians and all the other Indigenous people that are, you know, on the come up, because we have so many more stories to tell. So each one of us has a story. Everyone has everyone's got dreams and hopes. And me as a little boy from growing up on the Lower Brule Reservation to where I am now, you know, I'm back on the reservation now. I'm a student at Sinte Gleshka University, and that's where I'm coming at you live from right now, is Mission, South Dakota.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and, you know, just balancing that and hoping for the best for all the people here. We, as a Native acting community, you know, we're pretty small, actually. You know, everybody knows everybody almost. We all try out for the same parts. I've been fortunate enough to be in the game for, I won't date myself, but quite some time, as when from Otter and Dances with Wolves most recently Sitting Bull and Runs His Horse in Yellowstone.
Is that what you're shooting now?
Yeah, I just came off a 2-part docudrama for the History Channel. I was fortunate enough to land the lead in the docudrama, a 2-part series being produced by the History Channel, highlighting Sitting Bull's life.
Wow, that's awesome. Let's talk a little bit. I have a little blurb here. You know, The Year of the Dog is about two strays, mad and alcoholic, struggling to maintain sobriety, and a rescue dog with unusual athletic gifts. Spears plays Fred, Matt's big book thumping sponsor. Hey, that stop right there. People on the radio know that I've been sober for a few years, and I love that term, big book thumper. How did you prepare for the role?
Well, you know, that role, I drew from a lot of personal experience. You know, the preparation, I guess, was being able to be in a space where I felt safe enough to let Fred out and be vulnerable as well, because, you know, he's not a perfect person either. So right. Just personal experience you know, my family members and, you know, I know a lot of us as natives have been touched by alcohol and the ism of it, you know, not only the addiction, but, you know, the things that come along with mental health awareness and illness and all of that.
Well, you know, I always say it's really, you know, whenever I see our lieutenant governor here in Minnesota, I always let her know, it's like, I really appreciate you. I used to be a high school teacher and had an all-native homeroom. And what I would always tell her is I appreciate you being lieutenant governor, because my kids are able to see someone that looks like them in this role. And I feel the same way about this, that there's many ways to recover, and there's many ways to go down the red road, and to be able to have our people see somebody, you know, representing that portion of our culture, or not so much culture, but a portion of our people. You know, some people do it the red road, some go to AA, but there is recovery out there. And so it's important for, I believe, for us. And I want to say a big peeny geegee to you, Michael, for playing that role.
Piyama. You know, I always, you know, tip my hat to those that are brave enough to willing to tell their stories and be honest about it. Like Rob, and you're the dog here. He puts himself out there and so gives a pretty emotional, raw performance. And my character, you know, at the time was going through a lot personally. You know, I just lost both of my grandmothers and my mother shortly after this production. And some of that's going to come across on screen if you guys get a chance to watch the movie. But definitely want to give shout outs to Rob and the rest of the team on a success. You know, we're just some Montana boys and girls that got together and made a movie.
Well, your role has been convincing enough that the film's producer have recently made a nomination submission on your behalf. So that's huge. That's huge. That doesn't just happen. And I appreciate your humility. And I just kind of just keep saying that how important that is for our people to see people out there in a good way. And you're doing that, Michael. You know, with the, you know, you being a young person starting out in movies and now older, there's two rules always is you don't want to work with young people in film and you don't want to work with animals. So how was it working with the dog?
It was awesome. You know, I got to work with a few animals in some productions, but this was probably the most hands-on I've got to be with a canine. There was two puppies on this show, a stunt puppy and the actor. So it was, you know, Rob got a lot more hands-on than I did, but we had some good fun times in pulling and creating that space where we could just have fun and catch something on camera.
Hey, I'm here with Michael Spears, and we're talking about the Year of the Dog and also other movies Michael's in. Michael, do you have time for another quick segment?
I sure do.
That's awesome. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break. Hey, we're still here. Ogama, how the heck am I doing there? I missed you on that interview.
You know, I ran into technical trouble for this interview, so I wasn't able to join. And, you know, I'm sad I missed it, but I'm glad I'm getting to listen to it all the way through again now. And, you know, it's really amazing, these actors. You know, I think a lot of people think of people who are in Hollywood as maybe like a non-job or kind of like politicians, people who aren't like really real. And I always appreciate seeing these actors in this light.
And you said earlier, or while we were chatting during the interview, because it was pre-recorded, that he went through a lot of loss in that last movie. So you can't help, like he said, but to bring it in. Hey, we got part two coming up here with the interview here with this great interview, I should say. No, I'm just kidding. This subpar interview from me with Michael Spears, a Lakota actor. We'll be right back after this short break. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets. They need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Attention, stations on the network. Our broadcast will begin in 1 minute from my mark. In 5, four, three, two, one, mark. That was your 1 minute time check, stations. Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is Badger Hockey.
Lifts and shoots and scores!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Badger Hockey is on the air.
It's back to the future for the Badgers. Tonight, Big Ten rival and title contender Ohio State returns to the Kohl Center, led by a coaching staff that contributed to past Wisconsin hockey program success. The goal this weekend for the home team is not to make this a happy homecoming, rather a chance to produce their first conference sweep of the season. Good evening from the Kohl Center in downtown Madison, perched just above Bob Johnson Rink, where the teams are warming up right now. I'm Rob Vogel, happy to be alongside Ian Perrin. And Ian, a lot has transpired for both of these teams since the Badgers opened their season with two very close and winnable games in Columbus back in the second week of October. Both teams enter this weekend in need of two wins, but for very different reasons at this point.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all about standings. I mean, there's no question about it. And I think for Wisconsin, it's more about getting their head screwed on straight, if you want to call it that, having a little positive vibes instead of constant negative vibes from the loss that they took in against the US 18 team. But the fact of the matter being is that Ohio State right now, whether they're even thinking about it, is one of the hottest teams in the Big Ten. I mean, whether they're 6-1 in their last seven games, if I'm not mistaken, and they were able to walk into Michigan State and drub them on Friday night and then turn around and lose 4-2 on Saturday. The one big difference between the Ohio State team that Wisconsin saw in Ohio State was 3-2 and 4-2. Was that the games? I got to look back.
3-1 and 4-3. Yeah, 4-3. Yep.
In the last seven games, Ohio State is averaging 5.14 goals a game. That's putting the biscuit in the basket, ladies and gentlemen.
They certainly have, thanks in part to a drubbing of Michigan, as Ian mentioned, on that Friday night game last weekend. And then they lost on Saturday, but it was still a winnable game for them against the Wolverines. That coming after a series sweep the previous weekend against the Michigan State Spartans. And this seventh-ranked Buckeyes team is coached by Steve Rolick, of course, the former Badger, member of the 1990 National Championship team. He's got a couple of assistants, and J.B. Bittner and Luke Strand, both very familiar with this Badger hockey programming, having worked here at different times. Yet, Ian, they were preseason pick fourth or fifth in the Big Ten by many, but here they are entering the weekend rolling in second place in the Big Ten, fresh off that split, and it will be a tough task because not only are they putting the puck in the net, they've got excellent special teams led by their penalty kill unit, and they've found a way to plug holes that they thought they might have been lacking from goal scoring from early departures from a year ago.
I think a lot of that has to do with the coaching staff getting him to accept their roles. I mean, you're in a situation where, at least at Wisconsin, you're looking at it and you start talking about the premier penalty killers that we have, and everybody and their brother knows who Owen Lindmark and Jack Horbach are as premier penalty killers. Now it seems like Sam Stang and Dominic Mersch have emerged as the other pair when it's killing penalties. And you know what? Except for Owen Lindmark, that's a hard thing because done it for 3 years, basically. That's a hard thing to tell a person, well, you know, you're not going to play on the power play and you might miss a couple regular shifts, but you're going to be on the penalty kill unit. There's not that glamour, glory, or whatever, being a penalty killer.
Yeah.
But take a look at Ohio State. They've got 9 shorthanded goals.
I was just going to say, yeah. And Lindmark and Horbach have done a good job on the penalty kill unit. They've kind of made it a glamour unit with what they've done in producing, not only killing off penalties, but in producing shorthanded goals as well. This Ohio State team had Georgi Mirilov from last year, who was a 20-goal scorer as a freshman. He left and went to the pros. But right now, they've got 3 players with 10 or more goals this season, 13 players that are in double digits in the points column. So they've filled it with numbers more than maybe just having one superstar player who's dominated the stat sheet. Something the Badgers could use as well, as they need a number of different guys to kind of step up and produce here in this second half of Big Ten play.
But they are getting, let's put it this way, great production from their upperclassmen. A kid like Jason Wise, who's a fifth-year senior, just putting numbers up on the board that are unthinkable for him in his last 2-3 years. He's all of a sudden he's doing, and they have spread the wealth. It seems like every line has a leading scorer, and the other 2 support people are leading in assists. So it's good. I mean, it's a well-rounded team, and it is a veteran team. Don't kid yourself.
And they get a little more veteran tonight with the return of Camille Sudlocha, who the senior forward had been gone for about 2 months almost from this roster, the former Madison Capital. This is his first game back. He's scheduled to be in the lineup tonight. And so they'll get a little more firepower and experience, even though maybe a little bit rusty after a couple of months off. So they add to it the Badgers, some comings and goings in their lineup as well. And we'll discuss those a little bit later here in the pregame show. And as this pregame show continues, we'll get the starting lineups. We'll touch on the UW Health injury report for you as well. But up next, it's time to check in with the Badgers head coach, Tony Granato. Back with more of the pregame show. It's the Badgers and the Buckeyes. You're listening to Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug, she masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media Network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Pride.
Left corner, 3 in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect. And when we do, we make things better. At Child Fund, we connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Together, we co-create connections that help millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. 2 small worlds at a time. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with a low of 17. Winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs level off around 27. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. Overcast again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 18. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Sunday with daytime highs approaching 26. 27 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 23.
Welcome back to the pregame show as we count down face-off for the series opener between the Badgers and Ohio State. Joined now by Badgers head coach Tony Granato. And coach, tonight starts the second half of Big Ten play for your team. Obviously, at the beginning of this season, teams, coaches, players, they all sit down, they set goals, whether it's individual or team goals. When you reach a midway point like this, and it's sort of, you know, you can see the light at the end of the tunnel sort of thing, what is the approach you like to take as a player or as a coach, as a team, whether you reassess, you reaffirm, or you just go over what those goals again are and what's achievable for a team?
Yeah, and I think you're right on all of that. At the halfway point, most of the time, you do a reflection of why you are where you are, and then you try to put into place what it's going to take to improve as the year moves forward. So our evaluation the first half was obviously lots of disappointment from the standpoint that we didn't win as many games as we would have liked to or thought we were capable of. And then moving forward and looking at the second half of the schedule, we played every team in the conference. We know every team in the conference now. And we also know ourselves a lot better now. And I think the bottom line for us to be successful is the recipe that we have to have and have to play with night after night, shift after shift, is something that we have to stay within. And if you look at the first half of the year, there are lots of times the game was going well and we were in a pretty good position, but we were having trouble scoring, and all of a sudden we try to change a little bit to try to create more offense, and that generally led us to chase the games. So I think that's one of them. I think the discipline that we have and allowing our goalie to be great by just playing smart hockey, as far as making sure defensively we're in positions to clear out rebounds, not give out numbered attacks, things like that, are something that we have to improve on. So the things that were good, the power play started coming as the second half moved along. You started to see a lot more there. Some of the freshmen, you know, Lucius has had a great first half production-wise. Strammel started to get going and be in a position where you can see that he's getting close to starting to score consistently. Smolanic was out of our lineup a lot. He's a guy that we brought in to score goals. Getting him back the second half of the year, you know, we need production out of him as well. And the other bright spot, I think, if you look at Horvath's contribution as a freshman, as a penalty killer, a player that can play against the other team's top line with Lindmark and whoever's on the other side, has been really good. And then the other positive, as the first half started to wind down, is Carson Bannell started to get production. And I thought he was outstanding from day one all the way through to where we are in the season right now. But the first, you know, 15 games, it just seemed like nothing would go in for him. And, you know, he's finally able to get going offensively, and he has to be a big piece of the puzzle as we move forward.
You mentioned the power play a moment ago, and you never know what might spark a player or get him going and his confidence going. But in your last series in the Saturday game, Matthew D. St. Paul scored a couple of power play goals, his first power play goals of the season after getting four last year. Is that something you can see that can help? We talked about with Carson Banta earlier this year, where he had gone through that scoring drought, and then once the weight was lifted off, he's been on a roll as of late, where maybe that could have the same effect for D. St. Paul?
I mean, it has to. I mean, we have to. In the second half of last year, Maddie played really good hockey. He was a point a game for the last, you know, whatever, 17, 18 games. You know, we have to get production out of him. He's going to be with Strammel and with Lucius tonight, two young players, but two guys that can, I think, can help him offensively. So I think that that's a line that we're going to have to hope, you know, finds its stride early, because I think they got potential to really be a big impact line. Brock is with Stang and Gorniak. Those three seem to complement each other very well, and they're going to be a line, I think, that can be very productive in the second half as well.
We'll have more with the Badgers head coach in 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Find your style with Patriot Lighting ceiling fans from Menards. Choose from our huge selection of in-stock options. Patriot Lighting ceiling fans add elegance to any room and can help reduce your energy cost year-round. We carry a great selection of different styles and finishes, so you're sure to find a look that's right for you. Save big money on Patriot Lighting ceiling fans. You can also view all our lighting options and ceiling fans today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Culver's restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Culver's restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Back inside the Kohl Center as we get ready for face-off in the series opener with the Badgers and the Buckeyes, joined again by Badgers head coach Tony Granato. And coach, it seems like a lifetime ago that your season opened in Columbus against the Buckeyes in two very closely contested games that could have gone either way and unfortunately didn't go your team's way. In seeing this Buckeyes team, obviously teams are different. Your team is different from that series opener. What have you seen from this Buckeyes team that's made them successful, tied for second in the Big Ten, and that you're going to have to counter tonight?
Yeah, I mean, they're big. They protect their net well. Their goalie he's a monster in the net. He plays with a ton of confidence. And their team plays around him to help him, you know, see pucks and gives him a chance. So they're as good as anyone is in the Big Ten right now. We always talk about Michigan because of the talent. We always talk about Minnesota, and Penn State this year is rolling, and a few other teams are going as well. But Ohio State's kind of that sleeper team that's just really solid. They play a very disciplined game in the neutral zone. They don't give a lot of room through there. Again, big bodies that make you pay a price to get to scoring areas. And that's one thing tonight that, you know, if we're going to have success, we're going to have to pay a price and play simple and not fall into traps where you think, okay, it's not going well, and try to do something different. We got to stay with it. And, you know, this is a good test for our team right now. You know, we talk about it. Everybody understands what we're going to have to do to be successful in the second half and to play an elite team on how disciplined they are and how they play. Perfect setup for us to try to, you know, show each other that this is what we're going to have to do to beat them, and it's an opportunity for us tonight.
One of the specific areas they've been very good in, your team's been better on the power play certainly the last however many games, is they have one of the best penalty kill units in the country. I believe ranked second in all the country. They've got 9 shorthanded goals. So what is it you see from their penalty kill unit that your power play has to attack?
One, they get confidence in their goalie. They're not afraid to give up a shot, but they're making sure that they're not giving up second shots, so they're playing tight to the net to prevent that from happening. Very disciplined that way. They're very aggressive on the forecheck. That's why they got so many shorthanded goals. They're not afraid to take a swipe at a guy coming out from behind the net. I thought last week against Michigan, even though Michigan was able to score a few on the power play, they were frustrated. I mean, they had a major power play that was a chance for Michigan to get back in the game, and Ohio State, you know, had the puck more on the PK than Michigan's power play did at that point. So they're just confident. Again, I think the biggest thing, and every coach will tell you, and if your goalie is your best penalty killer, you got a chance to be really, really good. Their goalie's good. Our job is to make it hard on him. Our job is to make sure we get enough pucks around in that area to get rebounds and make him have to, you know, make saves. And that certainly will be an emphasis for us tonight.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you, Rob.
That's Badgers head coach Tony Granato. More with the pregame show in 2 minutes. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you.
You can do it if you try. One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
And the Ad Council.
Back inside the Kohl Center in the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, Rob Vogel alongside Ian Perrin as we get ready for the opening game of this Big Ten series between the Badgers and the 7th-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes. Time now for our UW Health Injury Update brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. And for the Badgers, defenseman Anthony Kerr out of the lineup tonight. He missed the exhibition against the U.S. National Development Team program as well last week. Kerr is out, so a little shuffling along the blue lines. That'll bring Robbie Newton, the forward, into a defensive role. And also out for the Badgers, Ian, it's not injury-related, but Bantle will be out due to a fight that he got in that same exhibition game. So just as he was getting hot in the goal-scoring department and the offensive production, now he'll be out. So the Badgers out with a couple of key contributors here tonight.
Well, interesting, the Bantle situation. I came to practice on Thursday and was talking with the rest of the media gurus, and Tony said the fact that the NCAA's got to do something about that penalty, and I didn't quite understand why. It was labeled an exhibition game.
Yeah.
Bantle and who was the other kid who took the five-minute major from the U.S. national team? Well, that U.S. national team is going to play in the USHL in the junior league the next night. That kid doesn't have to sit.
Mm-hmm.
Bantle, who is now going back to college to play college hockey, has to sit a game because he got a five-minute major and a game disqualification.
Right.
It's interesting to me that there is no penalty. If I was Team USA, I would have taken about seven guys with me. They don't suffer any penalty as a result of it. And so Tony said, obviously it'll be one of the issues that'll be addressed at the American Hockey Coaches Association meetings and the NCAA Rules Committee meetings. And, you know, I never thought of it that way. I thought, you know, those two kids are out for a game, not a big deal. The other kid, all he did was wipe the blood off his nose and go back into the locker room and get ready for the next game.
Right.
Bantle's got to sit there like a cat on a hot tin roof and be nervous because this is the type of game that he would be good at.
Mantle had been certainly hot as of late, but the Badgers will be without his offensive production, so they'll shake up the power play a little bit as well. So that's our UW Health Injury Report brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and that sets the stage for our quick trip starting lineups. And looking at the Badgers starting lineup, it'll be Charlie Stramel centering Cruz, Lucius, and Matthew D. St. Foul. So Matthew getting to work with the young kids tonight right on that that top line with a couple of freshmen there, and maybe that's another thing along with those power play goals that he got in that Saturday loss to Notre Dame that'll help Matthew get going. And you know, he's one of those guys they expected. He got 10 goals last year to maybe improve that production a bit this year. Maybe that gets him going.
Well, that could be part of it. But, I mean, he's going to see the puck. There's no question. Both Stramel and Lucius are just in a situation where they see the ice so well. The big criticism on this line, and I've heard it from several people, is that which one of those three is going to play defensive forward?
Well, they'll know one end of the ice, that's for sure.
Exactly.
They might have to get a roadmap to get back to the other one. Well, Matthew has said that if he could have any teammates' particular skill, he'd like to have Jack Gorniak's speed. Well, Gorniak will be on the left wing, along with Brock Caulfield at center and Sam Sting. Owen Lindmark centers Tyus Milanek and Jack Horbach, who is in the lineup again, and Dominic Mersch centering Zach Erdahl and Liam Malmquist along that fourth line. For the Badgers on the blue line, it's Vorlicki and Dexheimer. Lotch, who is back, didn't play in that exhibition game. Corson Kuhlmans, who didn't play as well, and he will return to the power play. Luke Lemaster, Tyson Jugnauth, and then the fourth set of defensemen, Shay Donovan and Robbie Newton, the freshman forward, who's seen some time at defensemen, will continue there as well. And the Badgers will definitely need Jared Moe tonight, Ian, if they're going to pull off a victory here. He's played well, got two shutouts in his last four contests. They'll need Jared to be solid between the pipes again tonight.
Well, I think any team that wants to climb the mountain has to have their best penalty killer and their best power play person, and that starts in the net and makes its way out. But, yeah, Jared Moe has been stellar in the games that we've been able to broadcast together. I mean, he pitched a shutout. He's done great stuff as far as the Badgers are concerned. My biggest concern is how much help is he going to get.
Sure. We will see that. That is our Quick Trip starting lineup brought to you by Quick Trip. Teams are about to return to the ice. We'll have introductions and get you the Odyssey Greek Yogurt opening faceoff when we return to the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
It's the 54th all-time meeting between the Badgers and the Buckeyes. Teams being introduced on the ice down below us here inside the Kohl Center. One scratch for the lineup tonight. Robbie Newton now out of the lineup for the Badgers. We owe our stations across the Badger Radio Network a 10-second ID. It's a legal ID. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
We're getting ready to drop the puck, and we will do so when we return to the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just